Square Feet on 94.3 Radio 1.
Welcome to another episode of Square Feet, and today on our show we have a guest, Mr. Mehul Doshi, director of Doshi Housing. A very good morning and welcome to our show, sir.
Morning, Sulva.
Your latest campaign of OMR goes OMG has now, you know, kind of become viral because it's very captivating. Tell us something of that.
So basically, we were coming up with this large project on OMR.
Mm-hmm.
And the project had a lot of interesting features and unique features.
Right, okay.
Our ad agency came up with this slogan of OMR is now OMG.
Right.
Thanks to this particular project. So the project we come up with is called Risington.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in Karapakkam, which mm-hmm. is around 2 kilometers before the Sholinganallur Junction on OMR. It's on the main road.
Right, okay. And truly, everybody will agree that OMR is going OMG. That's the reason I think it captivated the audiences.
Exactly.
Well, Doshi has been one of the earliest starters in as far as Chennai is concerned, you know, with the apartment scene at least. So, how many years in the business now, sir?
We have now completed around 35 years in the business.
Yeah. Three decades and a half. So, you know, from back then, I'm sure a lot of things have changed with mentality of people and buying apartments. So how do you think in the last 10 years it's changed, and how do you think it is progressing?
There's been a sea change, I would say. Initially, Chennai was a very non-apartment type of city. People used to prefer living in their own independent houses.
Yeah.
So the apartment culture came in a little bit late to Chennai when compared to the other metropolitan cities of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Even after the apartment culture came, people preferred to stay in smaller complexes. They were a little bit afraid of heights.
Yeah.
So now we are seeing, that gradually all these things are changing. Now people are very comfortable living in apartments, number one per se. They are very comfortable living in larger complexes, larger societies, where they're able to get a lot more amenities when compared to smaller complexes. And high rises are also now welcome. So we are seeing a lot of tall towers coming up in Chennai. I think we have one building which is nearly going to be around 40 floors, if I'm not mistaken.
So do you think going forward, are we going to become like studio apartments, or do you think that is kind of increasing now? Is that a possibility?
Now actually what is happening is, as per our regulations, every large project we are supposed to reserve around 10% of the construction for smaller apartments.
Oh.
So most of these smaller apartments are coming in the category of either studios or single bedroom apartments.
Okay.
And as property is becoming expensive, so some people who are not able to get apartments, bigger apartments in their budgets, are preferring to move into smaller apartments also.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, sir, in the OMR, now it's a phenomenon where a lot of IT people are there, and we see a lot of apartments. But I'd like to know, as a developer, I'm sure you would go through this trend, you know, from a bird's eye. Are they people who are buying a home for the first time, or are these majority of people who are buying a second home and they want to rent it out? How is it?
Yeah. See, Chennai traditionally has been a very end-user market.
So
we have more proportion of end-users as compared to investors.
Okay.
So I would say that a majority of the people who are buying are first-time homeowners who are basically buying for living there.
Okay.
Having said that, yes, there is a small proportion of people who are buying it as a second home and as an investment also.
Okay.
But I would say that it will be, say, around 75-25. 75 will be end-users and maybe around 25% would be investors.
Right. Yeah. And we do see a lot of tall rises. And, sometimes when I look through, I wonder, is anybody even living here? But then they say all these apartments are sold out.
Yeah.
How does that work?
OMR is again a very long stretch, right?
Right.
So, people from Madhya Kailash all the way up to Mahabalipuram, it's all referred to as OMR. So whether you're in Perungudi or whether you're somewhere, say, in Kelambakkam, you still say that your project is on OMR. Up to Sholinganallur, the development has been fantastic. And it's like a totally developed area with all social infrastructure in place. And I don't see too many unsold apartments or vacant apartments up to that stretch.
Right.
Then the second stretch would be between, say, Sholinganallur to Siriseri.
Mm.
So that stretch also, I think, we wouldn't see too much. It's a stretch which is beyond Siriseri and towards Kelambakkam and all that, where a lot of larger complexes have come up. There maybe there will be few units which you may feel that, you know, they are vacant, but even that, I think majority of them are being rented out. So
so maybe just a matter
it's
of
just
time.
It's just a question of, you know, the because the complexes are large, maybe you get that kind of feeling.
But
I don't think there is too much of unsold stock or vacant stock lying in the market at the moment.
At the moment.
Ready,
okay.
Ready stock, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe just a matter of time before people start moving in.
Yes,
last
exactly.
numbers.
Yeah.
Their current project, which is the OMR turns OMG, which has captured most of our attention. So what is it about this project which makes it go OMG, sir?
The first and the foremost thing is, of course, the location.
Right.
So we are at Karapakkam, which is before 2 kilometers before Sholing Nallur. So that's so we are in central OMR, which is a fully developed area. All infrastructure is in place. The second most important thing, of course, is the pricing. So at that location, we have come up with a fantastic launch price.
Okay.
So that would be number two. And yeah, there are a lot of features in the project. Being a large project, we are giving around nearly 50 plus amenities in the project.
Oh.
The biggest unique feature which we have in this project is that behind our site is a reserved forest land, which is there, 790 oh. acres. So in our backyard, there will not be any development which will be coming up in future.
Hmm.
So all the people who have apartments which are facing that forest will be getting clean atmosphere and a very
right.
pollution-free atmosphere for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another advantage is we are right on OMR, but we have a 300 feet private passage, and after that only our property kind of opens up. So we are on the main road. At the same time, we are cut away from all the noise and the traffic and all that because of this passage which is there.
Right.
So
and
all put together, this kind of makes it an OMG
I
project.
I quite yeah. like the yeah. reserved forest yeah. sound of it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here, and good luck with your project.
Thank
sir.
You. Thank you very much, Ulpa. Thank you.